the upcoming financial collapse and judgment upon the elite. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every false spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partaker of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her, even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her works, in the cup which she has filled to her double. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she has said in her heart, I sit as a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Revelation 18:1-10. The following are two visions the Lord gave since the beginning of January 2010. I do not press dates into visions or prophecies as a habit, nor do I regard dates on the calendar as the impetus for the motion of the Lord's Spirit. I do believe that the dates play a part in the timing of God's motions. It is just that for my life and ministry to the body, dates are not important or part of what the Lord shares through me. So just because these came in January of 2010, it does not mean that I am giving significance to that date. It is important to know that we are at the end of this age, not an age which will see the passing over of all man has built into the age of his kingdom, but an age which will end in the utter destruction of all that was built by man while he yet lived in iniquity against the Lord and against the truth of his kingdom. It is my personal belief through time and through the abundance of revelations given to me by the Lord that the world as we know it now will be in an utter state of collapse, not just financially, but the entire infrastructure of all man's systems as well. To put it simply, the Lord is going to cleanse the earth and make all things new. With that in mind, please recall that the Lord did not allow anything of man's built-up world in Noah's day to pass over into this age which is now currently ending. The entire world of man was destroyed in the flood of waters. Only some monuments to man's carnal wisdom remained, such as the Sphinx and some of the pyramids. Everything else was completely destroyed. It is my belief that this is now going to repeat itself, not in a flood, but in a shaking and in a fire that no one can quench. It is with that in mind that I now submit these two visions. In Christ, Kenneth B. Visscher. First vision. The Lord then caught me up in spirit upon a certain day, but rather than taking me to the heavens of his kingdom, I was taken across the landscape of the earth to behold great stones. These stones, as I looked upon them, were fashioned and built by men. My thought was, are these the stones of Stonehenge in England? I did not accept or know or believe that these stones had any significance to the Lord, or if the Lord has, up until this time, revealed the importance of them to man. But for me personally, the stones were unrecognizable. The stones cast shadows upon the earth, and standing in the shadows were very wealthy people in the world, very rich. the elite ones who held the balance of man's power over man, and who ruled in the affairs of men by wickedness and by the hope of gaining money. Then saw I the stones elevated as though by an invisible hand. These stones then were lifted up off the earth and turned horizontal, and they would fall upon these wealthy ones, crushing them. I saw their bodies crushed under the weight of the stones, heard their bones breaking and being ground to powder. I saw their blood spill forth, and they were totally destroyed by the weight of the stones which fell upon them. No one single person who stood in the shadows of the stones was exempt from being destroyed by these stones. So great was their destruction that all that remained was their crushed bodies and blood and nothing else. When a stone would fall upon one, it would then be lifted up and fall upon another, stone after stone, until all the bodies were crushed completely, and all of them who stood there perished. Then saw I that these were not the stones that I thought was Stonehenge, but these were the Georgia Guidestones, the stones built by the order of the Masonic Lodge, and by men who thought to rule in the affairs of the world, and to set aside, and to set an agenda in the world that was theirs. The Lord ended their agenda and destroyed them from off the face of the earth. End vision. Second vision. I saw as it were a sheet of green under all the world of men. This sheet of green covered the whole of the world and all nations within it. But the sheet was not above, but below all man had built in the earth. The Lord reached down his hand and pulled the sheet away, and everything in the world of men, and all that man had built, and all of man's infrastructure, and all of their national pride, all of it collapsed as the sheet was pulled out. The Lord then said, "This is the end of the financial system of the entire world." End vision.